May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I'm Sandra Joyful, Deacon Gesher, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Israel, Yedidia Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to introduce to you the sons and daughters of Yisro Abel now entering the sanctuary. I now present one of the sons of Yisro Abel, Odea Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yah be with each and every one of you. Today my title is Do Not Gather to do Evil. For my first scripture, please turn to Exodus 23 in verse 2. Actually, you don't have to turn there. It talks about do not fall in the crowd and doing evil. And then could you please turn to Proverbs 1. Verse 10 through 15. And it says, my son, if sinners entice you, do not agree with them. Then, if they say, come and let us lie and wait to shed blood, let us ambush some innocent victims without a cause, with no cause to us. Let us swallow them up alive like the grave and whole, like those that go down into the pit. And skip down to verse 15. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet out of their path. Yahweh tells us not to gather for evil to bring harm to any of the righteous in any way. Like coyotes and wolves, people also run in packs to attack the righteous ones. I would like to read a quote from the Children's Book of Yisro. Second book of Yisro, on page 169, and it says, Yahweh said, you shall not follow a multitude in doing to do evil. Yahweh knows that it makes me think of a pack of coyotes. This group of people, in a faction, is like a bunch of coyotes gathering strength and courage from one another. One coyote will not attack a person unless it has rabies. A coyote with a mind must have help gather other coyotes around to help him and to give courage to attack. Wolves also run in packs, just like Pastor told us. I would like to show you a picture of a wolf. Do you remember Wolf 1061, planet Saturnalia, on December? On December 17, 2015, on Pope Francis' birthday, and also Roman Saturnalia, Pope Alexander the Second was a wolf. He on 10. Pope was 1061 and realized that wolf on his badge. I looked up 1061 in Strong's Hebrew, and it means fruits. And why? And then look at Matthias 7:15 on page 733. And it says, "Beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves. You will know that." In verse 16 it says, "You will know them by your by their fruits. Yeshua said that you will know them by their fruits. You will know the coyotes and wolves by their fruits. They bring forth murder, stealing, lies, which those are all forms of breaking Yahweh's 613 laws. Pastor said, when Scripture relates to people as ravaging wolves, coyotes, sheep, lambs, that they are all talking about their character. The house of Yahweh, the righteous tree, cannot bring forth negative character. They can only bring forth fruits of peaceful, fruits of righteousness. So let's continue to gather together at the house of Yahweh on Sabbath to learn how to practice the peaceful solution. And with that, if you all please stand. I'd like to turn it over to Son of Yeshua Label,
Deacon White Buffalo.
Shabbat Shalom. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to continue speaking about Yahweh's laws of hunting and butchering. And my title is, "The Pope Does Not Have Authority from Heaven to Change Yahweh's Health Laws." As we see today, the Pope is attempting to change all of Yahweh's laws. But today I'm going to speak specifically about Yahweh's health laws. The Pope is promoting the eating of unclean food so much that he even tried to change a species from a mammal to a fish. They claim that their God Jesus cleansed the pig, and they're so confused that they twist the Holy Scriptures to debate this theory, and this is the scriptures that they use. In the book of Acts, on page 850, Acts 10, page 850, Acts 10 and verse 9 to 16. As you can see there, right above that verse 9, it says, Kepha's vision of unclean things. Cornelius' men come near Jaffa. It says, the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Kepha went up onto the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, around 12 o'clock noon. Now he became very hungry. Notice that he became very hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and envisioned heaven being opened and something like a great sheet lowered by the four corners descending to the earth. And within it were all kinds of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Kepha, kill and eat.